Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Hot Topics. I'm Sarah Kay and I'm here with
Olivia
and Keenan.
So today we're going to be talking about the school shooting at Dixon Public High School in Illinois. So this happened yesterday.
Dixon, Illinois.
Okay. So this happened yesterday early in the morning.
The 16th of May.
Yes, the 16th of May on a Wednesday, which we didn't have school because Wake County canceled school because of a teacher rally, but that's
another podcast.
Doesn't
maybe
involve this.
Okay.
So the school shooter was identified as Matthew Milby. And so basically a rundown of what happened is it was like very early in the morning. School had just started or was about to start.
He arrived at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and they were in the kids were in the gym, like, getting ready to go to class when they heard 5 shots fired, and everyone kind of froze. The teachers didn't know what was going on. The students didn't know what was going on. And then they saw Matthew in a black hoodie with a gun that had smoke coming out of it because shots had just been fired.
Is this, like, one classroom saw this or, like, everyone saw it?
And it was in the gym, Everyone in the gym saw it. And, they saw him running out of the building down the hallway, and that's when the school resource officer, Mark Dallas, chased after him outside, and they exchanged fire. Mark was not shot, but Matthew was shot in the shoulder and he's now at a hospital for 24 hours, and after that, he'll be transferred to jail.
I thought he was going to, like, I think he should go to, like, a mental place, a mental institution.
Anybody who does anything like that should go to a mental institution.
But I'm looking at his picture right now, and he looks like the last person you'd find as a school shooter. He looks like you're, like, kind of typical nerd at, like, any high school. He kind of just looks he's, like, red hair.
Looking at, like, his picture.
He just looks, like, so innocent
and just basic.
He kind of has a little creepy bit in his eye.
Kind of looks like the, like, nerdy guy. And he was recently expelled from the school, so he had some
history
there.
I know he's a 19-year-old, was he expelled as a senior?
Or? It doesn't say, but, like, I'm just assuming, because, like, that would make the most sense.
Yeah, it'd be kind of weird if he came back, like, 4 years later.
I just refreshed my page, and there was an update that he has been released from the hospital and taken to Lee County Jail. So he's currently in custody right now.
I think he should be in a mental hospital jail. So it's, like, it's still jail, but it's also a mental hospital.
A mental institution. Mental institution's basically like jail.
This kind of brought up, like, memories from the Parkland shooting from February.
Yeah, it happened on Valentine's Day. So we've done other podcasts about that. So
been a lot of podcasts
go
on that
check
one.
That out. And after all of this happening, like, I wonder if our school's gonna, like, take more precautions than they already have. And, like, after the Florida school shooting, we didn't do any, like, active shooter drills. So I wonder if we're gonna do anything like that.
I don't know if you guys know this, but if you come in late to school now, and you walk up to the front doors of our school, you can't just walk in anymore and go to the front office. You have to,
there's a little button you press.
You have to, like, ring this, like, there's a button and it rings a bell in the office, and then
there's a little camera and they
there's an intercom. No, it's an intercom too. And, like, when I came, she asked me, she said, "What are you, like, doing here?" And I said, "I'm a student checking in." And she said, "Okay." And she unlocked the door.
I came late one day last week and they didn't, like, I didn't see the intercom, but you have to, like, ring a bell, and then the camera can see you, and for some reason, they didn't say anything to me on the intercom, and then they can unlock the door from the office.
Well, it might have been because I was with an adult, because the parent was, I was really confused, and I was just, like, standing there for, like, 5 minutes staring at the door, like, how am I going to get in? And then a parent was walking up behind me, so she helped, so they probably only asked the parent, but.
Yeah. So, some, like, stuff like this has kind of been happening, like, not like this necessarily, but, like, situations that are just as scary have been happening in Raleigh lately. Like, Sanderson had a bomb threat, and Sanderson is part of our county, Wake County. So, and my sister used to go to Sanderson. She just switched schools to St. Mary's earlier this year, and I know a lot of people at Sanderson, so when I got the alert on my phone, that was, like, really scary, because they were in Code Red, and they had no idea what was happening, because the students, while they were in Code Red, didn't know that it was, like, a bomb threat. They, like, they were probably thinking there's like a shooter walking around in the school. So, and also at the school that my cousin goes to, that's also in Raleigh, but it's a charter school, so it's not part of Wake County, but Magellan Charter School, my cousin was there, and this was on Monday, and my aunt was also there because she's part of like PTA and works on the board, and my aunt answered a phone call to the school that said like, if you don't evacuate in like 30 minutes, I don't know exactly what time they gave her, the bomb's going to go off in the east wing of the school. So my aunt got that call and was like freaking out, and she had to go tell like administrative and like people that are higher than her, and they had to evacuate the school. So,
oh my gosh,
that's scary.
I just don't understand how people can be like so mean.
Because
like,
they're mentally ill. Like they actually
but
have. Like,
not all these people are. Because like since
I don't think this guy has no history of mental illness that has been released.
You can't. People just don't do that. Like you have to have some.
Like,
sort of
but also
illness.
So many things have come up since the Parkland shooting. A lot of people. I don't know if it's joking or trying to be cool, but like a lot of people. There's been so many threats just since the Parkland shooting.
Wasn't it like it was recently after the Parkland shooting? Our school got like a threat or something, and everyone was freaking out.
I think
out.
It was like a sixth grader at our school posted something on their like Instagram story
else,
about guns.
And everyone's
guns.
Moms were texting like, "Are you okay?" and stuff, and everyone was like freaking out.
Yeah, I know. My mom texted me during lunch like, is everything good? Are you okay? And like,
and then
she never texted that.
My mom drove past the school, and there were a lot of police officers outside the school, and I think it was just for like extra security because it's right after the shooting had happened. And my mom was like, "What's going on?" She texted me, and I was like, "I don't know. I think we just got a threat, but it's nothing that's serious." But everything after all this, everything that happens needs to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
So even if you're just talking to your friends saying like, "Ha ha ha! I'm so mad that I got an F. I'm gonna shoot my teacher," like. They
don't, like, do that.
A lot of people are, if they overhear that, they're gonna go to administrative. And
so like even if you're really close with your friend and you know they're joking, you should probably tell them to like stop doing that.
Don't like immediately report them, but just tell them like,
yeah, don't. I mean, if you're
funny,
like really
like,
close and like you know like they're like joking, then I know you weren't gonna just go to the administration. But just like if somebody could overhear that and get like,
yeah,
really,
you don't want somebody.
I thought was kind of weird is like whenever there's anything in our county that's like a tiny issue, we at least go in code yellow. But after that shooting, the Dixon that school got evacuated, but none of the other schools in the county even put on lockdown.
No, all of Dixon County. All of Dixon County, like, public schools, they're just called Dixon County Public Schools, and all of them went under lockdown. It's not, like, there's elementary school, Dixon County Public School. The preschool is also called Dixon County Public School. It's just all of them that, like, are in Dixon County went on lockdown. Which, it's kind of confusing because I watched a video on it, and they just said Dixon County schools went on lockdown. So I was like, just the high school? Like, what? But then when I continued to watch the video, I realized that.
I don't think they went that far on lockdown. Like, the businesses around them, I don't think they went on lockdown. Like, and then the next day, all of the elementary schools and middle schools and preschools went back, but, like, the Dixon High School didn't go back today.
Yeah.
But, like, all of them went back. Like, I would be a little skeptical to go, like, just get back that quick.
Yeah. You think that, like, just give them a
day even,
I think
even
it's mainly because
no one
was hurt.
Yeah, but, like, still, like, they would have been, like, if that police officer wasn't there, then someone would have been hurt, and, like, I don't think,
the guy,
just because no one was hurt doesn't mean it should just be kind of looked over.
I'm not, like, we shouldn't trust the shooter, but the shooter is saying that he had no intent on, like, hurting anyone or shooting at anyone, he just wanted to scare people.
I don't believe it.
Why would he do that?
I don't.
So what was he trying to do, what was his purpose of bringing a gun?
Like, did he want to get arrested? Like, how are you just going to walk in there, not get caught, walk out, like...
Well, I mean, like Keenan said, he probably has some type of mental illness. It's, like, telling him to do this.
Yeah, like, people just don't do that unless they have something wrong with them. Like, you don't just do that. Nobody does that unless there's something.
Or it might just be, like, kind of, like, anger. If, like, he has just, like, because he, like...
Revenge.
He got expelled from the school, so he might just, like, there might just be something, like... He might not even have, like, a mental illness. It might just be, like, really, like, pent-up anger that, like, he just, like, kind of, I don't think, he couldn't take it anymore. Or he could be, like, depressed.
Well, depression is a mental illness.
It is?
It is.
Yeah.
Anything
and anger, like,
not,
having anger issues is also a mental
exactly.
illness. So.
When people say mental illness, you usually think, like,
a lunatic, like crazy.
Yeah, you think, like, crazy. But, like, depression, like, all those things, it is a mental illness.
And anxiety,
like,
is even a mental illness, too.
Yeah. Mental illness is, like, not, it doesn't have to be, like, huge and, like, something, like, big that's, like, not really noticeable usually.
Like, seriously, like, you probably know, like, tons of people with mental illnesses and you just wouldn't know.
Yeah, you just don't know. And sometimes they don't know. A lot of people don't know. It's just overlooked.
So, Mark Dallas, the person, the school deputy officer, mm-hmm. he is currently on financial leave, so he's still getting paid, and he's just taking time off, and he has kids, and he is a 15-year-old veteran. I said that wrong.
Oh, veteran.
No, like, he's been a veteran. I can't even say
veteran.
He's been a veteran for 15 years, and he has 24 years of law enforcement experience.
Oh, wow.
Good for him. He's, like, I think that everyone's, like, really, like, everyone's calling him, like, a hero. So, and I think he really deserves it. Like, it was a lot, like, I feel like I'm comparing this to the Parkland shooting a lot. But, like, a lot of, like, shade is going towards the police officer that was there because people believe he didn't take the right actions.
Calling him a coward and stuff like that.
Yeah, because he didn't run into the buildings. He stayed out. But this man, like, this man,
police officer
he
ran into the buildings.
I think he was already in, but, like, he really handled it well, like.
And luckily, he wasn't hurt either.
Yeah, and he protected everyone. I just think he's a really good person.
Yeah, he protected everyone, and he managed to protect himself.
And he had a family to think about too, and he put himself first. So,
that's really good.
That's all we have for this hot topic. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.